We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm Gregor, from formerly of Odyssey and now paying to work here. He's Brandon from the internet.
I do pay a little bit. every hour I spend doing this, I'm not making money elsewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. I'm glad it's just that. I thought you were actually sending money because I wasn't getting it, and I was like... Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I got this Gregorian prince on my email told me to start sending him money.
First of all, smart guy. Secondly, yeah. Not me.
Yeah.
Anyway, neither of us is a scientist, engineer, supervillain. We aspire to all of them. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we even get right. I was just telling Brandon about, I'm listening to this podcast called Nateland. And it's this comedian, Nate Bargatze, who is incredible. Oh, also, it's clean. They don't, like, do anything, like, no swearing. And their, like, motto is be nice.
Who can do that these days?
It's amazing.
Especially really comedians.
It really is amazing. But they're, like, four Southern guys that are just kind of, like, dumb sounding. And it's incredible and everything. And you want to talk about guys who don't mind not being scientists or engineers or supervillains. They get almost nothing right. And boy, I feel like your brother Steven the whole time.
He just said, Google it. Damn it.
It's right there. They even have a guy there to Google it.
Yeah.
And so, like, one of the guys, that's his whole job. It still does not go well.
We should just have Steven on these calls, like, not with a microphone because I don't want him to talk to us, but just like every once in a while, I just want to be like, well, maybe that's right. Steven, will you Google that? And then
he's like,
we look at the screen and we can't hear him, but we just look at his face and we go, oh, yeah, we definitely got that wrong.
Like, he just shares his screen and so we can see it and be like, yes, there it is. Yep. Okay, great.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it really makes me feel for him when I'm listening to this and I'm enraged by the fact that they're so wrong about stuff. Like, I'm listening to an episode right now from a few weeks ago and it's just called Physics, and I'm like, no, we can't do this.
I'm just glad that they have the audacity to tackle like an entire subject. Like, we're not going to talk about, like, an element of physics. We're just going to talk about the concept of it.
Yeah, and poorly.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even Google what the definition is. They just start trying to figure out what physics is. So right from the get-go,
I like that. I think we should just pick a, like, what's something that you feel like, and this, I'm actually very genuinely curious about this because I feel like you know a lot about a lot of stuff that I'm always surprised by. Like, what is something that you... I'm not surprised that you know stuff. I'm just surprised that random thing that you know. Like, what's something that you know nothing about that you, like, if you were asked on the fly to start to figure out, you feel like you'd have at least maybe the ability to come up with something on the fly? For me, it's cricket, the sport of cricket. I have no idea how it works, but it's so similar to a bunch of sports that I watch that, like, I feel like I could maybe figure it out, but I've tried watching it so many times and I'm like, dude, I have no idea what's going on. But like, if we just did an episode on cricket, I would love it because I would feel like I would learn so much.
Damn it. Next week, we're doing an episode on cricket. That's sweet. It. Write it down somewhere. Write it down. That's great. I've tried to understand cricket multiple times. It was first introduced to me when I was at the University of Arizona 20 years ago, and the cricket players would all meet on the field, the practice field for the soccer team or whatever, but like on Saturdays at noon they'd all meet up in the 2041 degree temperatures, and they'd play cricket, and we were like, what, that exists here? And so, like, I went and watched. Of course, we were so high, but it was like, so none of it made sense. And it was like, you know, mix in a bunch of things where we're like, or, you know, some awful thing that a 22 year old would say or whatever. And so we tried to figure it out, and this is this is how old I am. It was like pre-Wikipedia, so we couldn't even, like, go to the library and figure that out.
You couldn't Google it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like, you just had to ask a guy, and he was like, you guys are too high for this. So,
this is an Arby's.
Sir, you can't get two tacos for a dollar. And now here's Wonderwall.
What if the guy at Arby's was like, well, yeah, I'll tell you about cricket.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm actually well informed.
Yeah.
But it was like at the time you didn't have access. You just couldn't find, like, there wasn't a Napster for cricket. You know, it just didn't, like, you couldn't just illegally pirate cricket. It just, either it was there or it wasn't. And yeah. So, but now I live in this neighborhood with, like, all Indian people and, like, they're all about it. And then, like, down the street from my house, there's a park where they have regular matches and stuff. And so, like, I love the concept. And I've Googled it several times, and I halfway understand it. Not, like, only enough to be offensive to other people, not enough to be, like, successful at understanding
it. Right,
like, to be like, okay, so wait, that's an over? And they're like, oh, you're such an idiot.
Yeah, like, it's just you hit a ball. It's like baseball, but you use a weird bat, and then you run back and forth. And
you're trying to knock over these little, like, dominoes at the end of the, stacked on top of some boards. It's like,
so it's kind of like, it's croquet, it's baseball, it's dodgeball. It's like all of these things put together. But also the field is a circle and you stand in the middle of it. So it's like darts. I don't really get it.
You don't have like a mitt to catch this hard ball. You just have to catch it in your hands. And there's like home runs, but they're called something else. And it makes me realize just like, we must have totally stolen baseball from, like, at least someone saw a cricket match was like, all right, I got an idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on out there, but I got an idea for myself.
In the UK, they play another game that's called Rounders. I think is basically baseball, but like it's like the, I want to play cricket but with less space, so baseball basically, and I could be totally botching this as well, but I'm pretty sure like Rounders is where baseball came from, and Rounders came from cricket.
Next week on Nerd Talk Plus, we're gonna sort this all out on the fly as we read the Wikipedia article
about cricket.
So join us then. All right, well that brings us to this episode's question of the week.
This episode's question of the week is: how much would you pay to spend one day in the year 2100?
Yeah, this is good. I was cruising Reddit. This came up, and I can't wait to talk about that. But first. It's not just for fake art or term papers or creating fake photos of people. Google apparently has an AI that can create music, but they haven't released it because they're too worried about the, like, 1% of its creations that directly rip off existing copyrighted material. To which I'm like, whatever, man. We lived in a world where Green Day released When I Come Around and Bush's Glycerine came out on the same time and have played on the radio with the exact same riff for the last, like, 25 years since. But I get it because, like, somehow they worked out that that wasn't a problem and music is always shared. Chord progressions and rhythm is, like, basically the same and everything. But Google doesn't want to be sued. So how about we just make it because we don't want to replace human art with robots? How about that's the reason, Google? Why don't you just say that and make us feel like you're not trying to replace us already?
Is new art gonna be like, it's not like I created the best painting. Like, art in the future is gonna be like, I created the robot that created the best painting, or like, I created the algorithm that processed the right amount of data that then outputted the best, you know, like the best painting or something like that, or like same with music, you know?
I think it'll be, I fed the right material into the robot to make the thing. I told it the right terms to make this crazy. I picked the right AI and I said the right word with the right porn parts and it gave me the best pornography.
Well, no, I mean, that makes me think like, we were joking beforehand about how AI already can create basically whatever you want. So you're basically going to be able to, like, I want to see something with two butts, and then it's just going to produce it immediately, right? And so you're going to be able to, you know, everybody's talking about CRISPR technology, right? About how you could, like, edit the genes of your child before they're born. So you'd be like, I want my baby to have blue eyes. I want my baby to have, you know, whatever. You're going to be able to be like, I want my, you know, centaur to have three butts and and four penises. But like, to take it to a little bit of a more,
the idea that you're gonna have a horse baby and then pick how many butts it has.
No. The way that you'll be able to tell AI, I'm just drawing a parallel. I'm not saying that we're gonna CRISPR our babies into horses. No. But like, to take this into a more like PG angle, like, do you like covers, like musical covers? One band taking another band's song and playing it in their style?
I'm generally no. Okay. I hate the idea. I also host a feature weekday mornings at 6:30 called Under the Covers,
yeah,
where I hear a ton of awesome covers, and like there are some people that do some really cool stuff. But I want I get caught up. This is what happens when I like when I say I don't. It's because I get caught up in different worlds where I don't want somebody to make it their way and have it be kind of like half-assed and worse. Yeah. Like if you do like a good job making your way, cool. But then you hear Weezer doing Toto's Africa, and they kill it.
Yeah.
And like, well, I don't know why, like, I needed to hear this, but also if I'm live in concert and Weezer plays Africa the way that it was written, it's pretty dope.
Yeah. Well, so I get really. This is a little bit of an aside. My wife listens to like these like Spotify playlists or something where it's just done a bunch of covers of, but it's usually just like some like, you know, young white person with a guitar slowly singing some like rap song.
Oh yeah,
right.
And yeah, yeah.
And I'm always like, this is not good. This is just.
There's
like
a gardening store that I go to where it's just like people, like it's like called Coffee Shop that they listen to on Sirius XM, and they
yeah,
just cover.
Exactly.
They just cover like song, and I'm like, is that Such Great Heights only by a turtle? Is
yeah, like, yeah, on YouTube. Like, I don't get like so. Well, so the reason I bring it up is because you'll be able to get to the point where, like, I'm assuming with this AI, where you'll be able to be like, I want to hear, you know, let's say, I want to hear Gangsters in Paradise, but by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and like the AI will just be able to spit it out immediately, right? But also, like, think about the possibility.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
I don't know where that came from. We talked
That's
about
awesome.
Ska last week.
awesome.
The other thing that I'm thinking of is like, imagine you're like, okay, so Google doesn't want to be ripped off. But imagine you'd be able to, or sued, I guess. Imagine you'd be able to be like, man, I wonder what it would sound like if Beyonce and Freddie Mercury's voices were merged. And then you'd just be able to hear it immediately because the Google AI would be able to figure out a way to make that sound like something.
Yeah,
because
it can find the similarities in the voice where it matches up and where it makes sense to cross it over and then
yeah.
mix them.
Yeah.
And then what's crazy is that it's like also in a laboratory that we're unaware of, somebody makes that human that has like the genes designed to have the voice at maturity that is Beyonce and Freddie Mercury matched up.
I just picture Beyonce with Freddie Mercury's mustache.
Like his hairstyle, but her butt. Three of them. The three big old Beyonce butts. I'm in.
I think that's what like the potential of this AI is actually really interesting to me. But at the same time, I'm totally with you. And like, yeah, like let's like, but we've left art making to humans already, and we get whatever that teenage girl that released all of the Olivia Rodrigo, who basically released the song that was the same as Paramore, right?
Yeah.
And you, like every time I hear the Olivia Rodrigo song, I like sing the Paramore lyrics over it because it's exactly the same. And I'm like, okay, so we're already doing this.
Have you seen the guy from a few years ago that would start covering a song on guitar? And he's kind of a bigger dude, and he always has the camera like below him, and it shoots up, so it makes him look like
it turns it into Smash Mouth.
Yeah, he turns it into Smash Mouth. By the end, he's like changed the chords, and he like, that's the type of cover that I'm here for.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to secretly become Smash Mouth when I'm not expecting it. But you got me again, and I'm gonna keep listening because I'm an all star.
You're just sitting there listening to what's the band that you really like again? ISIS.
ISIS, yeah.
You'd be sitting there listening to ISIS, and all of a sudden you'd be like, yeah, yeah, and then it's just All Star by Smash Mouth, but you're still rocking out before you realize it.
Yeah, I mean, if he can take ISIS the band, not the terrorist organization, ISIS the band.
But with the power of AI, he can make them both. ISIS the terrorist organization, the band.
In the name of the members of ISIS, whom I find charming, let's make it so it's in their favor, not in the not in the terrorist organization's favor. So if we could make all of the ISIS terrorists stop being terrorists and instead be like post-metal prog rockers, I am in. Like they release a statement that it's like some sort of terrorism, and instead we just turn it into like death metal, and people are like. They're like, no, stop it. We're trying to harass. And we're like, nope.
They're like, we're going to do death metal. And you're like, wait, but like actually death metal, right? But not like death metal. Like, come on, guys.
Guys. Guys. Yeah, ISIS had to change their name for when they got back together and performed for a benefit show. And they had to change their name to Celestial, which is the name of their first album, because you can't put up a flyer that says, like, ISIS Saturday night.
People were walking around wearing T-shirts saying, I love ISIS.
So I think about it from in terms of, like, we'll get to, like, an extension of this here. Oh, I'll just talk about it now. I saw someone hypothesizing that, like, asking how long will it be before we have a TikTok-like app? And TikTok's algorithm is incredible for seeing what you're, like, spending the most time on, what you're engaging with, and then, like, figuring out how to show you more of that and things that are kind of just tangentially off, you know, the beaten path to see if you want more and more and more, right? Well, how long until they can, Google can do that with music, where it's like, oh, yeah, you like this song? Let's make a song that has some of those parts, same styles to it, and see if he likes that. And then, yeah, like, you're like, yeah, I like that. And you're, okay, let's give him another one. Oh, no, he didn't like that one. And you keep going until whole genres are invented on the fly for your interest. But what if it's TikTok, and instead of music, it's just any content? Yeah. You're like, wow, every time there's, like, nipples on there, like, he seems to double-click. Let's add some more nipples.
Let's put four nipples on this centaur and see what he does. Well, okay, so there's this thing in marketing,
wait,
right?
Are there lady centaurs? I've never considered this.
Oh. Huh. I mean, they have to be, right? Otherwise, how would you get baby centaurs?
I mean, they're...
Were they lady horses and men? And, like, that's the only way?
Oh, boy.
Steve, hey, actually, Steven lives in Enumclaw. He can probably weigh in.
That is an inside joke if you know that one. If you don't, Google it. Yeah. Google horses and Enumclaw.
Yeah, don't. Don't do that.
Don't do that. No, don't do that.
Now, okay, but no, I was going to say that there's this thing in marketing where people self, like, you'll send out a survey and people will self-select the content that they're interested in, right? You'll be able to, like, do you want to see more content about this, this, and this? And you'll check the boxes and whatever. Basically, what these algorithms do when you're on social media is you're subconsciously self-selecting these things, right? So by interacting or engaging with certain content over other content, you know, it is building your profile around those things. Well, now, instead of, you know, it's like an extreme of that subconscious self-selection where now all of a sudden it's like, okay, these things, but we're going to create content out of things that don't even exist. So now, like, here's a human that we think that you're going to find the most attractive in the world, even though this human doesn't exist because it's just a conglomeration of a bunch of photos that we took off of the internet.
Or lady centaurs don't exist until now.
Did you Google it? Did you Google lady centaurs?
Do not Google it because... There is so much more to this, and we're going to have to do a whole episode on centaurs. It's, like, so important that we, like, there's, like, so much more to centaurs than I even knew.
See, I should have known that when I Googled it, like, the first three things I saw would be, like, centaur fan fiction. It's like it's just a centaur with lingerie on.
In fact, female centaurs, kentaurides, are also mentioned in some ancient Greek and Roman myths, albeit infrequently.
Oh.
It's like, effectively, it's like, it's mostly male, and that's why they're often seen preying upon women. I mean, that is a whole, that's like a Tijuana legend then or something like that, because that gets real weird real fast. Bottom half horse, top half man. It's like, poor women. Anyway, moving on.
I wish, like, as an extension of, like, the centaur mythology, there were other, like, barnyard animal, like a mutar or something like that. Like, it's just, like, half man, half cow, half man, half chicken, half man, half pig.
This is so good. Like, what are they called? Like, hybrids? Like, what are they?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Can you Google what that's actually called, Brandon? Like, what do you call
the... Because, like, what was the thing? Like, it's
mythological, like, hybrids. Like,
yeah. Like, there was a man, half goat, right? Is like a pig, not a pygmy, because that's actually a goat. Men and animals. What are they called?
Mythological hybrids other than centaurs. Like, there's griffins.
Yeah. But griffins are just lions and eagles. They're not, there's no, like,
male, oh, you want it, like, to be humans.
No, like, yeah. I just want, like, I just want, like, top half person, lower half animal, all of the barnyard animals.
What if it's top half animal also? What if you have, like, the other half shows up? Like, what if you have giraffe man?
I'm still going barnyard animal. So I'm just imagining top half chicken, lower half man. and not just like the head of a chicken, but like your entire upper torso. So short little arms, like fat little body, tiny little head, just human sized legs running around.
Slowly.
Yeah. I don't know if there's like a, they're like the Wikipedia just calls them human animal hybrids. I don't think that they like, do they have a specific?
Ooh, like a cyclops? Terms? Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm on mythological creatures and golems and I don't know what any of these things
the
are.
The only class I ever got 100% on in my entire life, like at the end of the year, I had 100% A+ was Greek mythology in my freshman year of college.
I got to tell you, Brandon, my senior year of college, I also got a 100% on a Greek mythology independent study that I did.
Dude, how have we never talked about this?
How have we made it this far without talking centaur like, what happened?
No, more importantly, centaur boobs.
Yeah, please. Okay, so now we have two things that we've got to do subject at a time, right? I already forgot the first, and the second one is centaurs.
Cricket,
yes, okay. I'm going to take note because I'll forget, man. But we got episodes upon episodes. We're going to do an episode on cricket. God, we don't need a third podcast, but I really want to start one. So, anyway, if anyone wants to start a third podcast.
Question of the week, sub-question of the week is, sure. Which animal would be the best half-human, half-animal hybrid?
Well, we'll do that on that episode.
Okay, yeah, perfect, yeah.
Okay, good.
And why is it half-man, half-chicken?
What are some other farm animals?
Oh, like? Man, half. But you said giraffe, like half-man, half-giraffe. Half-man, half-elephant? That's just a big old person, man.
Wait, which half is the... Was it human top? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Human top, elephant bottom. But they have to have the trunk.
Oh, man, of course. Like, I want there to be, like, a llama human, like, where it's just, like, a big, long, furry top. Like, a big,
yeah,
furry wiener top. And
that's
then a
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, check that one off. Moving on. All right, well, I guess that's appropriate time to get us... Well, I should finish up the thought on the AI-generated algorithms for that. I was like, when can we do this for radio so that way I can like be playing you exactly the music you want all the time? And then it crossed my mind that if we could do that, then we can make the guy in between, we could generate that as well and have it say exactly what you need to hear all the time and about the music. So it can become totally self-encapsulated where you never have to like, we won't have any common shared experience anymore, but like, because it'll all be AI generated
so
exactly to fit our brains.
Yeah.
Dude, that, I mean, that is
wild. But then, what's the point, right? Yeah, exactly. Like at that point, it's like, it's why are we doing anything at all?
I assume that like it would be the evil government that would be, you know, making us do that so they could harvest our organs or whatever. Like,
we know this person who was non-ironically telling us about how they, not telling us who they are, but they are making it. So we talked a little bit about this last week. The birth rate is declining in a lot of places, right? Mm-hmm. And they are doing it to us so that, you know, we stop. So, and I'm like, who are they? Because realistically, at the end of the day, it's not the rich people or the government because they need poor people to be born in order to live off of their labor, you know? And so it's very funny. So to your point, like, yeah, we're all going to be sitting here personalized and not living while...
It's the simulation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what if all of this is an illusion and it's all being created for me and then my brain started to catch on to it, so it just wrote it into a storyline. Like, oh, AI, that's what this is called. It's artificial intelligence. You're not experiencing this weird thing. You're not figuring it out. It's just a weird thing. Whoa! Is that crazy, Brian? I'm like, yeah, this Truman Show thing, that's dumb. Like, meanwhile, yeah, I worry about that becoming the thing because I already love TikTok so much. It's just, I have such a problem. And if it could just generate what I need all the time, boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it is just like a reflection of your subconscious self-selection. Like, you're selecting content by choosing it by how long you spend with it, right?
Yeah.
Which is why it's really hard to argue when somebody looks over and they're like, hey, why are there just a bunch of naked ladies dancing on your screen? I don't know. It's just TikTok. You know, it chose them for me.
That, and then beyond that, I want to know, this is problematic. But I want to know how many people that are like really outspoken about something are being served that thing that they're outspoken about when it's a self-reflection. Like, how much of it is projection to cover what your animal nature? Like, how many people would love to sit at home and, if it's my wife, just see firefighters, and if it's me, just see nips through shirts or whatever? Like, how much of that is being shown to us despite the fact that we like try to live a life where we're like, no, it's about equality, but then you don't get served any equality stuff. It's just all like boobs and lawnmowers or whatever, and you're like not together, but I mean, maybe, I don't know.
What's a half, are there any lady lawnmowers?
The boob lawnmower. Bottom half lawnmower, top half babe.
Type it into ChatGPT, see what it spits out.
Oh, I used it the other day. Practically, I was like, I want to have 3 day a week workouts, and I want them to be 20 minutes long, and I want to practice these things, but rotate through them. And so I gave it Kempos and defense techniques and forms. And I was like, to study my martial arts Kempo work, give me this. And it spit out like a full-on, like, practice your Kempos, do this and your strikes, varying, pick two a day and then move on. And I was like, it got like oddly specific with a workout routine for me, that it, so that way I could stay on top of my stuff. Now, I've obviously not even begun to think about it or touch it, but it's like certainly a, it's certainly that easy to just feed it the information I want, and it just kicked it right back out to me. It's so wild, dude.
I gotta try it.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, let me see if I can, because I sent it to my cohorts, you know, Sensei Derek and Ron. I said, come up with a workout schedule 3 days a week to practice the following martial arts components: Kempos, forms, defense techniques, and self-defense. And so it gives me, like, for Kempos, focus on striking technique, practicing various punches, kicks, and strikes. Forms, practice one or two forms, focusing on proper form and technique. Like, these are obvious things, but, like, you need reminders like that. You need coaching. And, like, you have to pay for that stuff if you don't write it down and come up with it yourself. So just have a machine just kick out the variables for you is pretty cool.
And for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, well, let's take it back to the question of the week.
It's work.
Yeah, how much would you pay to spend 1 day in the year 2100? So what, like, what was, you read this on Reddit. You read this question on Reddit. What, like, what was the consensus there?
Well, hold on. First of all, it's to buy a sports almanac. Okay. It's like you go there and then you come back and you biff tan in it, right?
That's
the obvious go-to. But, like, I don't even, I want to establish something. One, I don't give a crap about 1 day or how much it would cost or any of that. I just want to think about what the year 2100 is going to look like. And, like, after talking about all that AI stuff for these last 20 minutes, it does not seem like it's going to be great, okay? But one of the things, the top thing that the Reddit came up with was, like, what if you get there and, you know, 60 years from now, a whole new language is adopted, and you get there and you can't speak that language at all? And, like, the top comment after that is, like, and you spend your whole day trying to figure out how to ask for the sports almanac, only to get home and not know how to read it.
Yeah.
But then, okay, so, like, I try to think back to, you know, that's only 80 years from now, let's call it, right? And so 80 years ago, that was in, like, my father's lifetime, right? Let's say in the 1940, World War II was going on. There was no internet. There was no, like, we were using code talkers to get past the code breakers in the, you know, of the, on the German front lines or whatever. We were, like, still using languages that we couldn't use computers to crack, and we were still driving, like, little wind-up-y cars and stuff like that, right? Like, it was it was laughably different than now.
Well, think about how quick, I mean, to your point, like, that's my first thought went back as well. It's like, what, okay, so the year 2100 is in 80 years, 80 to 100 years ago from here, like, think about even just the course of World War One, right, which was more than 80 years ago, I understand. Yeah. But like at the beginning of the war, they were fighting with horses and swords. Like you always hear this phrase, right? But at the beginning, they're fighting with horses and swords. In the end, they're fighting with tanks and airplanes, right? Like, and that war spanned no more than 10 years, at least as on that global scale, right? So, and I could be.
It's like all those people holding on to the Confederation that lasted 4 years and was badly, badly beaten after enslaving people and fighting for those rights.
The amount of time, like you always read about, like the amount of time between like dinosaurs and the first humans, between first humans and space flight, right? Like the is so much. I like just the relativity of
75 million years between dinosaurs and humans, and then like 1,000 generations between. Yeah. The first humans and now, and that's a generation's 20 years, so like what, 200,000 years or whatever. Yeah. Like,
so it's just like the amount, and then we're just progressing quicker and quicker and quicker, even though you might like not see it because we only can observe through one lifetime, right? But you know, you look back at the point that we're at, the apex of human history, when you look back, you're like, okay, in the last 20 years, you know, since the year 2000, the last 30 years, like we went from not having internet, and the internet changed everything.
Well, here, this is the thing I was reading about today in the Seattle Times. They were talking about how the last 747 is being delivered, and they've made their final one, and they were making like half a 747 a year by the end, okay? And like they're cranking out 37s all the time. But like this big giant plane was designed on... like a, what do you call the drafting table?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody drew the plans for that size of an airplane, that beast of a craft. It was all done with slide rule math and that, you know, not slide rules necessarily.
Sure.
But like, we sent rockets to space using slide rules to calculate how to do it. We had human beings that were called computers.
Yeah.
See the Katherine Johnson, you know, story and stuff like that. These women were doing the math as fast as they could to make the calculations for space travel. Now you figure it out in a matter of moments in a supercomputer.
Now you can just type in, show me a centaur with three butts, and it'll pop out immediately.
Or, and make some music that I can do it with.
It's funny that you brought up the 747, because just a few days ago I was thinking about how, like, the way that we travel, the way that we like take airplanes, right, has changed, but not significantly, right? Like air travel used to be seen as luxurious, right? You would sit in these massive seats, it'd be comfortable, you get like service at your seat, whatever. Now it's like, get on this plane, you idiot, we're flying to Kansas, and you better not complain, or otherwise we'll kick you off the plane and you know, throw you to the jail. I don't know. But still, it's the same thing. You walk through a tunnel, you get on an airplane, you walk and sit in your seat, they fly you to a place, you get off, you walk out of a tunnel, blah, blah, blah. Like, what is the future? I was just looking at what the future of airplanes look like, because the actual physical model of the plane hasn't changed, right? Yeah. It's a big long tube with long wings, and the only time that we've tried to do something different, it was just too expensive to do the Learjet, right?
Oh, dude, I love where you're going with this, because by then we'll be able to CRISPR modify stuff, and we'll just have giant birds.
Yes,
let's get back to Flintstones.
Fly, you fools. It's like, we were.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll have to like have designated like air travel lanes that they can be on, because when they poop, it's gonna be a disaster. Right?
No, but you can CRISPR them to only poop above like places that you don't want. So you'd be like, okay, we're above Portland. Go ahead.
Anytime.
Yeah. We're above Providence Park in Portland.
Right there. I mean, the whole city's fine. I'm fine with that. Yeah. It's like we'll be able to. I worry about the idea that we can get to cooler, neater things that are like, we're going to change air travel by teleporting and or whatever it is. You know, like there's something like that's going to happen. But I also worry that it's going to get way worse. And so, like, it'll like take us back to where you're like, okay, well, I've got my horse and I'm going to ride it until it's about to die. And then I'm going to switch to another horse and then another one. And then I'll get the package to the man on the front line and we'll be back to Pony Express times, you know, or something like that. Like, I worry that like we might have stuff that's way cooler, but it's actually like,
it'll be inaccessible for a majority of the population.
Or it's like Back to the Future 2 and we have hover conversions on our cars and we're flying around through the sky, or they fly it themselves, or is there like a Star Trek type utopian peace that we find?
No.
We no longer use money and we... Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It feels like so far away that like...
Yeah, it's...
Or is it not very different?
Well, and that's where I lean, is because like the more that we grow globally, right? And the more, like the internet, for instance, we talk about change everything. It's like cultures are becoming so much more assimilated, you know, where you can't really tell the difference between a large metropolitan city in Korea versus New York City, right? Or like, so all of these cultures are becoming adapted and everybody's adapting off of everybody else's cultures. And so globally, we're all going to start to be very much the same. You know, we'll still have our differences and whatever, but as everything starts to become the same, I feel like the way that we progress and is going to, as we become more comfortable, I should say, the way that we progress is going to change a lot. And so it's just going to be much more about comfort and more about like less about innovation, you know, and how can we change things? I mean, outside of the necessities of like, we need to stop destroying the planet in order to survive the next 80
years. Yeah, we'll just make spaceships that we can fly on, though, to escape, right? Like Wall-E or whatever.
But there's something about the fact that I feel like as we've gotten, I guess, more globally similar, you look at like most of the ways that we, like everybody is just drawn toward entertainment on the internet and different ways to consume our time. And that seems to me like it's going to be, that's where culture will grow. And like, that's how things will get different. It's just entertainment's going to change, less so like the actual way, like the way that we will live our life will just become much more digital. And I think that like the physical way, like you're not going to jump into 2100. There's going to be tubes everywhere and there's going to be, you know, hovercrafts flying around. It's just going to be like a bunch of people even more sucked into their devices.
I've watched too much. I've read too much dystopian future stuff or whatever, where it's like, we're all going to put on our goggles and escape to the metaverse,
right?
And as coined by what's his name from Seattle, Neil Stevenson, are all gonna escape to the metaverse, and the real world around us, the physical world around us, is gonna be awful, and we're just gonna slowly make the digital world into like a land of graffiti on everything and theft and everything else. Like we're just going to take our problems that we've created here and then ruin the digital, so then we're going to go to the extra metaverse and just keep going layer and layer.
Well, yeah, you just talk about like personalization, right? Like we talked about how everybody will just be so insulated because you'll just be able to get on your TikTok things that are created just for you, and you'll be able to listen to music that was created based on your specific unique tastes.
Yeah.
Your digital universe is going to be created just for you, and you're not going to live in it with anybody else. It's just going to be you. Well, you're not going to be sad, though, because it's going to be all of these things that are created for you to give you the experience that you subconsciously want, right? Like, that is sad, like, theoretically sad, but that's the whole point, is it's going to just entertain you. It's going to consume your time, right? And like, more layers and layers are going to be created where everybody's going to be living. Like, sure, we want to assume that, you know, like, as social beings, we're going to continue to grow in that direction, but I feel like as you see the way the AI is growing and where we can start to get all of this personalization, that's going to be even more the direction that we go, is just becoming even more insular.
Wow. Like, if you brought someone from 80 years ago to today,
they wouldn't understand half of the conversation we're having right now.
Oh, absolutely. But how well would they function? Like, and it's hard to say because we don't have experience from 80 years ago, but like, how quickly could you learn to be okay if, and I'm not talking unfrozen caveman lawyer here, I'm talking about people that were around during electricity.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and like, oh, you don't have to think about that stuff anymore because the phone just does it instantly. No, we don't have maps because there's just an app. Like, duh.
Well, the leap that you have to take from 80 years ago, like what you're talking about, to today, is like you went from having, you like what you're talking about, slide rule. I mean, 80 years ago is only 1940, right? So they're like a lot more like advanced than what I'm thinking of as like early 1900s, right? But like, even
sort
then, you take them and you're like, all of a sudden there's this phone. Like, the leap that you have to take from like, there's nothing, to this device right here that can get you any information that you want. Like, to me, like, or would you have been able to anticipate something like that or even dream of something like that if you were that person from 80 years ago? What's that thing 80 years from now? Like right now, everything seems like it's just going to be a continual development from this thing.
Miniaturized machine.
Okay, boom. There, nailed it. Those exist. But but like it's you don't know what you don't know, so we can't hypothesize what we don't even like anticipate, right? So like
But there are some thinkers that can do it, like the Asimovs of the world and whatnot, who thinking about the bigger stuff, and it was such a smaller number of people that were actually consuming it. Like what I think that is unimaginable is how we will receive our entertainment. Like, is it a chip in your brain that doesn't even plug in? It just, you know, it's the whatever the next Bluetooth is. Or the
portable machines.
One after that. Yeah, you just plug in that way. And then it's like. But
no, yeah, I mean, it'll be streamed directly into your brain and you won't need a device.
Maybe. But right? Like, what if that's just what we're imagining? And instead it's just in the ether and like we just are living like back to tanks and it's just fed to us through the electrical waves through there. Or maybe we figure out how to change photons or, you know, like, I think that if you were from 80 years ago, if you were Fry from Futurama and you showed up now, you'd be like, what the hell? But you could still be like, it'd be like showing up in the middle of the Italian countryside and being like, what? I don't know what I'm doing. But like, you figure it out. And after a few months, you can talk to the people. And
yeah,
like if you, I know that you're a, when it comes to literature and what do you call it? Like a fine arts degree type dude, right? That like, you know, you read Shakespeare and it's or Chaucer and it's unreadable. It doesn't mean anything if you don't have someone to help you understand what the words mean, because it's all changed so much. And then like, really, you hear someone give a speech from the 1940s, you hear a Chamberlain or something like that recorded in audio, or even like an Eisenhower or someone like that. And the language that they use is so old timey, but it was just proper speech back then. And just because we drop F-bombs more now doesn't mean that's not our proper, that we don't have proper speech now, and that that won't sound insane in 80 years. And so, like, those gaps, I think the further along you get, the further away from what you know, the weird nuances are so pronounced. But ultimately, we're still going to be the same functioning life forms that desire to eat and fart, you know? Like, that's the basis of everything we do, right?
I do desire two of those things. I do the third one, okay?
You don't desire the third one?
Well, sometimes.
I mean, you bake a lot of bread. I feel like you desire to eat.
Oh, no, that's the one. That's not the one that I desire.
That's the joke. Anyway, yeah, I just, there's like a lot of like, what was the leap? What was the actual leap from the 40s to now?
Right.
And, you know, like I deal with my in-laws all the time and they're old people and they're, you know, late 60s, early 70s. And I just have to hear them complain about how they can't figure out Facebook on their phone. And that's crazy. But what if you were 20 and you showed up from the 40s to now? Like, I feel like you'd figure it out. I feel like it would be okay. And so if you got to time travel at my age to the year 2100, you maybe would have a heart attack because it would be too crazy. Or maybe nothing would exist anymore. Or maybe we'd all be Chinese or something like that. But like,
have we at least set the foundation that once you time travel to the year 2100, like the act of time traveling makes you crap yourself?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, well, we've established that in coming weeks, Tuesdays at 10 a.m., we will be delving into new topics, including cricket. What even is that? The saxophone. Maybe we'll do a short on that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then whatever the other one is that I wrote down that I can't remember now.
Lady Centaurs.
Lady Centaurs. He's Brandon, I'm Gregor. Thanks for hanging out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.